We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All over the place on a wild Monday so far with some breaking news. I may revisit that a little bit coming up in hour number two. U.S. Open, to me it was a very satisfying finish. Inasmuch that John Rahm charged. Yeah, well, I mean, John Rahm charged with two brilliant putts at 17 and 18. Hell of a story and a hell of a finish. But, man, he didn't have a lot of guys, you know, challenging him. He had a lot of guys that kind of just kind of faded away from it a little bit. At the end of the third, Jacob, I thought, wow, look at this leaderboard. You had all of these guys within two or within a couple of shots of the lead. Dustin Johnson, Rory, Colin Morikawa. You know, the list went on and on and on. And one way or the other, Bryson DeChambeau, they all just kind of faded away, and John Rahm just went right through the front door.
Yeah, and after, you know, a couple of weeks ago and what he dealt with, and
right,
it made it that much more satisfying. He's a new dad on Father's Day, makes it that much more satisfying. It's a pretty cool story. Those putts, though, my goodness, I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Two back-to-back makes like that to go get a win. I mean, I'm certain that it's happened. I'm just trying to rack my brain on a major like that with those.
Well,
kinds.
It never has happened. I think I have this right. We have never seen back-to-back birdie putts in a U.S. Open that allowed the player to win a one-stroke to come and to make up a one-stroke deficit and to win by one. So making back-to-back birdies to win by one had never happened in the U.S. Open. That's over 120 years, 121, whatever it is, something like that. So, no, it was absolutely fantastic. And you're right. They weren't short little putts. I mean, you're talking about, what, a 28-footer and then an 18-footer or a 25-footer and then an 18-footer, something like that?
Yeah.
My
yeah.
God. Just
and they were they both
fantastic.
Had big breaks. It wasn't like they were just dead on, like he had to read them right and really bend them in there. They were incredible putts. If you haven't seen them, they're easy to find. Is John Rahm the best player in the world right now?
I think he probably. Well, yeah. I would say probably right now, and that changes in the ebb and flow of the. I mean, when you stop to consider that 2 weeks ago he was six strokes up at the Memorial with a tremendous field, before he got the bad news coming off 18 in the third round that he was going to be in the COVID protocol, but he's the most consistent player right now.
Yeah,
and he just won $2.3 million and his first. Major championship, and he did it in pretty impressive fashion. By the way, these are the types of ironies that I love in the world of sports, on the very first golf course that he scored his first PGA win, which is always kind of cool, too.
He got his first at Torrey Pines?
Yep, his first win was at Torrey Pines, and his first major ends up being at Torrey Pines. So great stuff for the Arizona State product by way of the great country of Spain. First Spaniard to win the U.S. Open. Seve had won the Masters and had won a British Open, and Sergio obviously won the Masters a few years back, but none had ever won the U.S. Open. So John Rahm ends up doing. I thought it was great. I thought it was great stuff. And then you package it with the COVID fiasco at the Memorial just 2 weeks ago. It's a hellacious story. We will not forget John Rahm winning his first major.
No, not at all. I don't think so either. For a lot of reasons. And I don't know if it's more about the story of, you know, kind of getting bumped out and being back, or the fact that he hit those two putts at the end there, which, again, if you miss those putts, they were just incredible putts.
Just absolutely stunning. And that's the story. It's not Rory hitting 73 and backing off. It's not DeChambeau's 44 on the backside, which, by the way, I got to tell you, the more I listen to Bryson DeChambeau, the more I kind of like him. I mean, what do you do when you hit 44? Well, you own it, right? And mm-hmm. afterwards, I thought he just kind of matter-of-factly kind of like, it's just kind of, I got a couple of bounces that went, the wrong way and for me, and in a couple of lies that ended up being in the wrong place, and, that happens. So, but then Mackenzie Hughes, who was the third round leader, another Englishman, by the way, closed at 77. Dustin Johnson only managed 74. Yeah, a lot of guys back away from the chance to win that thing, but not John Rahm. Man, he finishes with a final round 67 and blows the doors off with two great putts on 17 and 18. Like Jacob said, they were benders, they were speed putts, and they were perfectly executed the way the champions execute at key times. All right, 1 hour is in the books. Much more to get to as we look forward to things. Plenty of NBA, and I mean good NBA, two game sevens that I think really delivered over the weekend. The start of another series in the Western Finals. So that's all coming up straight ahead, and plenty of baseball to get to as well as we roll into hour number two. Paul Brockton, Hurdle with you, Jad Chambers producing. This is Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.